Hi, this is Craig Valentine, host of Early to Rise Radio. Have you ever wanted to become wealthier, healthier, wiser, or just have more time to appreciate the finer things in life? On this show, we reveal what high performers are doing every day to be more successful without sacrificing their personal lives. Early to Rise Radio is sponsored by the Perfect Day Formula. Get your free copy of this game-changing success guide at freeperfectdaybook.com. Now let's get started with today's show. Hey, my friend, listen, if you are sick and tired of being on the verge of success, and if you want more financial and time freedom, but you just don't know why all of your hard work is not translating into hard cash, well, this is going to be the best show for you. Hi, my name is Craig Valentine, host of Early to Rise Radio, and it doesn't matter where you're starting out today. It doesn't matter if you're a student, a senior, you're booming, you're broke, you're struggling, that's stuck and struggling, you're successful, you're clear, or you're cluttered. Anyone can become a millionaire when you overcome and get past these 10 lame excuses that are holding you back, all right? So it's a little crabby Craig here on the show today. I am going to talk about the excuses that you are using to hold yourself back. Yeah, I know it's going to be a little bit of tough medicine, as they say, a little tough love. But listen, this is the list of excuses that were holding back my coaching clients, and I helped them overcome them and scale. Like Frank Den Blanken, one of my clients who didn't have any time, he came to one of my workshops and he went from making 10K a month to over 100K a month. He's had a $220,000 month. He said in a video that we made that he 22x'd his income after working with me, okay? So I've coached over 250 entrepreneurs to seven figures. You're going to be the next person. Bottom line, you are going to be my next person who gets to the seven-figure mark in income. All right, so Early to Rise Radio, that's what you're listening to. It's ad-free, totally free, because it's brought to you by my books, including my Wall Street Journal bestseller, Unstoppable. So you can grab a free copy, just pay a little shipping, at freeunstoppablebook.com/podcast. It is going to be totally amazing for you. You're going to get that book. It's going to show you exactly what I did to hit my seven figures and overcome my anxiety attacks. Now, let's dive into the show here. Let's dive into those 10 excuses, okay? I've been making videos about this. It's really been hitting people hard in the heart, as I say. And the first, again, these aren't just excuses. These are lame excuses. That means there is absolutely no acceptance of these excuses. And the first one goes like this. There's too much competition, Craig. Too much competition. Listen, there's always been too much competition. And I particularly hear this in the fitness space. Oh, my gym, my diet book, whatever. There's all these other diet books out there. There's real estate agents who say that. There's all these other real estate agents. Listen, there's always been competition. But you have to understand that there's never been greater demand than there is today, right? There's never been a greater demand. There's never been enough people, so many people who could afford homes. There's never been so many people who are interested in health. There's never been more people interested in what you have than there is today. So, you know, it's almost like there's the tale of two people. The one person looks at it. Actually, there's an old fable. Maybe you've heard this before. You know, the shoe company sends a guy to a faraway land, you know, a third world country, and he goes and he reports back. Well, actually, two salespeople go, and one salesperson reports back and goes, oh, we went to this, you know, third world country and no one was wearing shoes. Man, it's going to be the worst marketplace ever. And the other salesperson comes back and goes, oh, we went to this third world country and no one was wearing shoes. It's the best open market ever. Totally different mindset, right? So which one are you? Are you going to be like, yeah, no marketplace here for me? Wah. Or are you going to be like, man, there's never been more demand. So yes, there's more competition, but there's never been more demand. Now, here's the thing. There's never been a greater demand for stuff that stands out. And if you're just another me too, like if you're just another plain old hot dog at the hot dog show, well, no one's going to buy you. But if you're like an amazing hot sausage or something, you're a hot sausage. That's definitely what you are. I don't know where I come up with these analogies sometimes. I obviously did not plan that one out. If you're a hot sausage, a big, hot, thick, juicy sausage, if that's you at the hot dog contest, you're going to stand out, okay? So there's never too much competition when you are some greatness. Always remember that. You know, if every morning when you wake up, say, Craig told me to be a hot, juicy sausage today. All right. I'm going to be laughing for the next 10 days when I wake up in the morning and picture myself as a hot, juicy sausage. I'll be the hot, juicy sausage at that Milwaukee Brewers baseball game where they do the sausage run, if you've ever seen that. So there is too much competition. That's very true. But there's also too much opportunity, and you have to go and take it, okay? You have to go and take it. And the last thing I'll say is that if you go outside today, if you're in any type of the health, fitness, nutrition space, and you go outside today and you walk around in your town, you know, unless you live in Santa Monica, and even if you live in Santa Monica, it's still true. Look at the people out there. Are you telling me that everybody in your city has been helped? That all the people in the world no longer need health and fitness information? Baloney. We need it more than ever. More than ever, because every single day that we get better at helping people, Doritos get more addictive. And again, this is true. Like, they actually have some of the world's smartest food scientists working at Doritos and all these places to make stuff addictive. Addictive. Like, hey, can you make these Doritos more addictive? Yeah, sure. That's what I want to spend my life doing. And some people do that. And so there's competition, and the Doritos are your competition. All right, so let's get out there and change people's lives. No more sitting around and saying, there's too much competition, I quit. I don't like that. I don't like making my little baby voice. So let's get rid of these excuses so that I can stop it. And you're probably like, I don't like to hear this either, Craig. I'd rather talk about hot sausage. All right, so the second lame excuse is I can't find the time. Where is this time? Have you looked all over your house? Did you look where you put your car keys? Maybe your time is there, right? Nobody finds time. We make time. That's what Frank Den Blanken did. He made time for what mattered and was able to work less. He didn't need more time. He needed more focus, more priorities, more strategy, more clarity. And that's what I gave him. And that's what I give all of my clients. That's why I wrote the book, The Perfect Day Formula. So if you don't have that book, go to freeperfectdaybook.com/podcast and get that book. Okay, freeperfectdaybook.com/podcast. All right, that book has sold 50,000 copies. It's changed the lives of financial advisors, of personal trainers, of CEOs, of CFOs, of actors, of athletes. And I want to get you a copy too. So to help you design your perfect day so that you make more time for what matters. It's that simple, my friend. It's that simple. That's how I wrote my books. I made time for it because I didn't have any time. I wasn't finding time to write my book at 4 o'clock in the afternoon. No, that time was already booked. So I made time, 15 minutes in the morning, and I wrote books that changed my life. Very much like I made time for this podcast because I love talking to you. I make time to film my videos. I make time on the calendar to have my big events and my workshops. I make time. I don't find time. I don't find time. If somebody says something to me and I say, yeah, I'll try and find some time to do that, that's basically like, I'm not doing that. And that's like everything in your life. Like, hey, you say to your daughter or your son, hey, can you take the garbage out? Yeah, I'll find some time later. Oh, okay. So no. Why don't you do it right now? I will make some time for you, right? Right? It's so much easier when we can make people's time for other people, right? But we can't make time for ourselves for what matters. So make time, whether it's for workouts, for yourself to stay healthy, for education, for reading, for time to step away and do your big picture planning. And if you don't know how to do that, get my book, read chapter 23 on creating your vision. If you still need help, come to one of my workshops and I'll coach you how to do it. So we all have time. We all have time. Those people who are out there, Elon Musk, Sarah Blakely, the amazing, amazing people changing the world, they made time. You can too. Number three, people really, really struggle with figuring out what to sell. I don't know what to sell. I don't know what to start a business on. Listen, there's so much opportunity. And the first place you start is, what problem can I solve? So when I was 25, I sold my first, actually, I was 20. Yeah, I was 25. I sold my first product on the internet when I was 25 on January 28th, 2001. I remember the date because I have it in a spreadsheet because I keep everything in a spreadsheet. And it was a Word document with no pictures in it, with workouts in it. And some guy gave me $60. 60 American dollars into a Canadian back in 2001. That was like $100. And I was 25 and pretty much broke. I figured out what to sell. I had great knowledge. I could help other people. Now, you might have information. You might have some coaching that you can help. You might become a real estate agent because you know that there's just not enough good real estate agents in my town. There's a lot of them, but there's not a lot of good ones. So I can become a real estate agent, sell houses. Maybe I can become a real estate agent in a specific marketplace because that's the opportunity. I'd rather be a luxury home real estate agent than somebody who's selling $50,000 homes or $100,000 homes in the bad part of town. Figure out what you can sell. Everybody can sell something. Everybody. One of my favorite websites in the world is Kiva.org. And on Kiva.org, you can give microloans to people in Armenia, India. I mean, you can even give them to people in the United States. But most of the times, they're in, you know, countries that have a lot more poverty. And you're helping them sell stuff. Like it's, you know, it's Raul from this country and he needs to buy some livestock so that he can go out and sell the livestock and you loan him the money to go and sell the livestock. Listen, that guy figured out what he could sell. I was in Georgia, the country, not the state, and Armenia in 2019 in the summertime. And there were people sitting on the side of the road all day long selling stuff. They take this fruit syrup, it's like grapes, and then they put some wheat and flour in it, and then they put some nuts in it, and they roll it on a string, and they sell that. I forget what they call it. Obviously, my Georgian is not very good, but you know, we bought it all the time. But there were just so many people out there selling it because that's all they could do to make money. Okay, sometimes you need to have your back up against the wall and you'll figure something out. Don't let that be your excuse. Number four, I'm not good at selling. I've got coaching, I've got books, I've got courses, but I'm not good at selling. Listen, there are very, very few people born good at selling. Some people were. And some people were, and then they lost it because it got kind of, you know, I don't want to say punched out of you because that's a bad thing to say, but, you know, it was discouraged out of you. Oh, don't be a salesperson or, you know, stop begging. When you're a kid, right? I mean, you're really persuading and you're selling and you're like, hey, come on, take me out to play or take me to the water park. You're selling your parents, right? And then it's like, oh, don't be like that. And you're discouraged from selling. But no, most kids are good salespeople and then we're discouraged from it. And then we think, oh, I'm not good at it because we don't want to get rejection. So you can get over this. Selling is a learnable skill. I once thought that I was not good at selling. And what I did for many, many years was I sold through email marketing, made my millions there because it was easy to sell through email marketing. I didn't face rejection. But then eventually when I got into this coaching, I had to sell from stage. I had to sell face to face. I had to sell on the phone. And so I got a coach and he showed me how to do it. Now I have a very simple script and it works like gangbusters 80% of the time. So you can become good at sales too. And I'm talking like I sell very expensive stuff, not $200 stuff. I'm talking $5,000, $10,000, $25,000. $25,000 coaching from stage is what I sell. I've sold one $50,000 program before. So you got to get good at selling. And everybody can. You need the coaching to do it. And if you want to go to the next level and you're like, that's the only thing holding me back, that all these other things, Craig, they're just ridiculous. I am a hot, juicy sausage, but I just need to learn how to sell like a hot, juicy sausage. I can do that for you, all right? So send me a message on Instagram at RealCraigValentine or email me at Craig@Godfather.com and we'll get you into one of the coaching programs, teach you how to sell like sell lights out, baby. And the next thing you know, you'll be helping more people. Remember, the more you sell, the more you help. You can put lots of free stuff out there, but most people don't do anything with free. You're one of the exceptions. All right, so send me a message. Number five, Craig, I'm too old, I'm too young, I'm too married, I'm too not married, I'm too broke, I'm too divorced, I'm too rich, I'm too tall, I'm too short, I'm too round, I'm too rectangular. Listen, I've heard everything. I have heard everything in this day and age of I'm too blankety blank. Listen, nobody's too old. Nobody's too old. T. Boone Pickens made his first billion after 68. I just read this book about Charlie Munger, and Charlie Munger says Warren Buffett became really good at investing after 65. We've all heard the story of Colonel Sanders. He didn't start KFC until he was like 65 or something, and Ray Kroc was older and all that stuff. Listen, you're going to be here for another 30, 40, 50, 60 years. You may as well keep going, right? You may as well keep on getting better in everything in your life. Even if you only have 2 years left in your life, what are you going to do? Watch TV? You're just going to sit around and get worse at everything? If you do that, you will not have 2 years left in your life. You'll probably have about 2 months. No, you got to keep living. And so if you're broke and you're 47, what are you going to do? Be broker at age 48, or are you going to try and get richer? You're going to try and get richer. Otherwise, you wouldn't be listening to this show, right? You believe in yourself. If your options are keep going or quit, what are you going to do? Like, those are really, truly your only options. Keep going or quit. And if you're going to quit, turn this off right now and go watch some blowhards on TV talking about either politics or sports and become an average person and just forget it. Now, you're not going to do that. You're not going to do that because that's not what you were put here to do. And whatever you believe in, whatever spiritual belief you have, you are not put here to quit and watch television. All right. So you're not too old. You're not too young. You're not too married. You're not too divorced. You're not too single. You're not too busy dating. You are you, and you're going to get better at you. All right. Oh, I love that one. I love that one. I love you. That's why I'm doing this show. Okay. I love you, you hot, juicy sausage. All right. Number six, Craig is an idiot. No, that is not your excuse. Number six is I don't understand social media. I don't know how to use technology, whatever. Listen, I use this forever. I still use this. Don't let my marketing manager listen to this podcast. I've used it recently about Dropbox, and they said, you're an idiot, Craig. Get over it and get with the times. And if you want to, you know, not just hit your millions, which you've done, if you want to hit 10 million plus, get over it and get on with it. So I said I didn't understand social media for a long time. I didn't have an iPhone until 2016 Christmas time. I didn't start Instagram until February 15th, 2017. Now, it's been around a long time, but if I would have been on Instagram in 2015, 2016, I would have made another couple million bucks. So think about the stupidity level I had and what it stopped me from doing. Like, I got my lame excuse, I don't know how to use it, and it cost me $2 million. What an idiot I am. Okay? Don't be like me, all right? If you don't understand social media, read like 500 words about how simple social media is and get on with it, okay? I've got a course on it at socialstorysellingsystem.com. Wish I had that course before. I would have used it and I would have made a whole lot more money. Now, so many people have used that. Over 1,000 people have used it. Some people make $1,000 literally overnight when they use that, okay? I just tell them exactly what to say on their Instagram and they get more clients, and you can too. You can too. Number seven. It's been 3 months. I put 3 months of work into this and it's not working. I'm not a millionaire yet. Okay. So all the time I hear from people who are like, you know, it's like July and I hear this. And it's like, yeah, so far this year I've been a real estate agent, I've been a digital marketer, and I've been a copywriter, and none of those things worked. Pardonnez-moi? What did you just say? You basically, on an average, spent two months and 2 weeks on three different careers, and you expect to be a millionaire? Like, that is such a weird approach to life. Like, yeah, I took up golf and I wasn't on the PGA Tour in like 2 months, man. Quit. And I joined a slow pitch league and I wasn't in the pros for slow pitch. So I just bought a custom made bowling ball. I'm going to give this a shot for 6 weeks, see if I get on the pro bowlers tour. Yeah. Okay. That's not going to work. That's not going to work. That does not work in that. It does not work in anything. Yet some people think it needs to work in business. That is a what we would call a stoppable mindset. I want you to overcome your stoppable mindset and become an unstoppable person. So here's what you're going to do. You're going to, at the very least, read my book. Go to freeunstoppablebook.com/podcast and become unstoppable. How to dominate in business and in life. And it is certainly not through quitting. All right, so quit jumping around. 3 months is not enough. We got to get serious here. Lame excuse number 8. I don't want to ask for help. Okay. So you just figure everything out yourself? You go to IKEA, you don't use the instruction book? Like, who's ever gone to IKEA and just not used the instruction book or ended up calling their hotline like 14 times because the equipment wasn't inside, like all the pieces were not in there, right? Like, okay, so if getting help for setting up IKEA furniture is okay, but you're not going to get help to become a millionaire, like, how does that make sense, right? That's a very lame excuse. So if you're not asking for help soon enough, it's going to stop you big time. You're going to get lost. You're going to stay struggling, stuck and struggling, spinning your wheels in dark forest. And you're going to hear the super highway of success. Like, it's going to be like, it might be, you know, because it's dark out. You're like, I think it's to my right. I think it's behind me. And you're just going to walk around in circles because you don't have a map to get there. That's essentially you. And I don't know how long you've been doing this. Maybe you've only been doing this a couple of weeks. Maybe you've been doing this 6 years and you've never got help and you've just been wandering in circles. And it's actually research proven that if you put people in a forest and you don't give them a map and they don't know how to read like the sun and that sort of stuff, they just walk in circles. Like, they think they are walking in a straight line. Like, they would bet their life that they're walking in a straight line. And they are actually almost always walking in a circle. Fantastic. I mean, humans are so interesting. And that's what you've been doing. And because you've been walking in a circle, you've basically trod this path and you're spinning your wheels essentially. So not asking for help, not getting coaching, not getting a mentor is a huge, huge mistake. What I want you to do, because it's time to fix these mistakes, and this is one of the simplest ones to fix, is send me a message on Instagram at RealCraigValentine and let's talk coaching. Number 9, and this one's really unfair. Not unfair to you, but unfair to the other people around you. And I hear this all the time. My team's not good enough. Like, man, okay, so your excuse is to blame others? Like, if it's your team, whose fault is that? It's your fault. And here's the thing. With people on your team, if they're underperforming, it's for one of two reasons. Skill or commitment. Skill? Skill means you haven't given them the education, you haven't taught them, you haven't coached them up to the next level. They're a great person, they're a great culture fit, and yet you aren't supporting them, and now you're blaming them. And then, on the commitment side, you've hired poorly. You've basically hired to get any warm body in there. It's like, oh my God, I need another agent on my team. Then you go and get anybody who can fog a mirror. Right? Anybody who's a warm body. Oh, I gotta get another trainer. So I'll just get this guy, even though he has a huge attitude and all that stuff, I'm gonna get him because I need a trainer. And then he ruins your business. Well, that's your fault. It's not their fault. The lame excuse is on you. Okay. So don't say your team can't do it. You gotta coach your team up, get the right people on board. And number 10. This is a lame excuse I literally got the other day. So it was Saturday morning, and one of my coaching clients lives in Spain, and there's been a lot of protests over there, and his event got canceled. You know, he couldn't hold the event. I believe it was in Barcelona. You know, they were actually like marching in the airport and setting fires, not him and his coaching clients, but the protesters. And I'm not judging the protesters. I'm not a real big fan of violence and destroying property. I don't think that's the right way of doing things, but these people decided to do it. They shut down the airport. No one could attend the event. So he lost money. He lost income. He lost money in expenses. And then he spent the next day in bed. Okay, that's unacceptable. I mean, if you're going to be an entrepreneur, you can't spend the day in bed because something bad happened. And so lame excuse number 10 is something bad happened. Woe is me. My life is over. And now to all of us who are listening in who this didn't happen to, we're like, yeah, that's crazy, man. Who did that? But think back to the last time something bad happened in your life. Well, let's switch that. Something bad that happened in your business. I don't want to talk about something bad that happened in your life. But even if your girlfriend dumped you, you can't spend a day in bed and let your business suffer. Okay? Or, you know, if a client, you know, wanted a refund, you can't spend the day in bed. You know, team members will quit. You know, they'll move, you know, some of them will win the lottery. And they'll be like, yeah, hey, I don't want to work for you anymore. I won the lottery, dude. I'm out of here. Okay. All right. Next. I got to move on. I got to go. All right. Great. Thank you. Wish you well. Bye-bye. All right. I got to go and find somebody to replace you. A great person to replace you. I don't have time to moan about this. If you want to give yourself 5 minutes of like, you know, sledgehammering a tire or, you know, doing a workout or something, just go and do a workout. If you're like, something really stressful just happened, go do a workout, get out the stress, and then get back and get busy. But you don't go to bed. I mean, you're a grown man and you lost a couple $1,000s. You can't go to bed. This happens to me all the time. I mean, I made 3 bad decisions in 2019 that cost me, you know, over $100,000 in expenses that I shouldn't have spent. But I did because I made stupid mistakes. And I will laugh at them. I will laugh at them because, okay, great. I'm not going to make those mistakes again in the future. I'm a big reader. You know that. I'm going to talk about my 10 best books of the year very soon. But one of them that I'm reading is about Eisenhower. Okay, so Dwight D. Eisenhower, who became the president, but he was the supreme Allied commander in World War II. Now, he never actually fought in a war. So he had no combat experience. Interesting, right? Here's a guy. So people always say like, oh man, like this is another lame excuse. I have no experience. This is my 11th excuse. I'm just coming up with this. I have no experience. You know, like some people who are coaches, they say, well, you know, I've never built a $100 million company. How can I coach somebody who has, you know, is the CEO of a $100 million company? Listen, I have a client who's the CEO of a $750 million company. I think that, you know, no matter how hard I work, I don't think I'll ever have a $750 million company. But I'm coaching him because I know that I can help. And so don't let that be an excuse because it didn't stop the United States from naming Eisenhower the supreme Allied commander of World War II, even though he had no combat experience. There's another guy named Doug Blevins. Doug Blevins was in a wheelchair. He coached place kickers in the NFL from a wheelchair, and he got inducted to the Hall of Fame. Okay, if you're like, oh, I can't do that, I can't coach somebody, or I can't sell something because I've never done all of that, get that out of your head. If you've got information, if you got something that can help people, you can build a business around it. So anyways, back to Eisenhower. And so Eisenhower made a bunch of mistakes at the start. He made a bunch of mistakes in their first operation. It was called Operation Torch. And they were invading the north of Africa. And everything went wrong. Everything went wrong. They were actually fighting the French. I mean, I didn't even know that till I read this book, that when America invaded North Africa, they were actually fighting some of the French because France was all messed up. It was like half of it was like trying not to fight Germany and half of it was fighting Germany and it was all weird. And so anyways, they ended up fighting the French. The French blew up their entire navy so that nobody could get it. Then I had no idea, but in North Africa, it became very muddy in the rainy season. Like you just think North Africa, well, that's just desert. Well, no, it's actually very muddy. So, they didn't actually accomplish their goals. And there was a lot of doubts about Eisenhower. Everybody was saying, well, he has no experience. And so clearly this is the wrong guy. Now, here's the thing. He didn't quit. Obviously, he didn't quit or they wouldn't No, I probably wouldn't be reading the book. They probably still would have wrote a book about the guy who quit, but I'm reading a book because he didn't quit and he succeeded. But what he did was he learned from the bad landings, and they had D-Day, which was successful. Okay? I have done so many things in my life, in my business, that didn't work out the first time. I did a tour of Australia last year. We didn't lose money, but you know, it was a lot of work for a little bit of profit in the end. I like traveling, so it was okay. But at the end of the day, I probably should have stayed home. Here's the thing, though. I'm going to go back. I just got invited to speak down there. I'm going to go back and I'm going to make the next trip 20 times more profitable because I know what to do this time. Ah, so listen, when something bad happens, it's win or learn, not win or lose. Win or learn, not win or lose. No, it's not win or go to bed and cry. All right, we got to step up our game. Something bad happened, your life is not over. Your life is not over. Remember, there's two types of people. People like you who go on no matter what age they are, no matter what they just went through, no matter what they're going to go through, no matter what they don't know, no matter what they need to know. And then there's the other people who quit. They quit and they watch TV for the rest of their life, and every single day of their life sucks and it gets worse every day. And you are not that person. So when something bad happens, don't go to bed, go to bat. Go to bat for yourself and your future. And then number 11, we kind of talked about it. I just made it up here, so it's actually a bonus one. But don't let not enough experience be your lame excuse. Okay, if you have no experience, clearly, if you have if Eisenhower did not go to West Point and then spend 30 years in the Army, you know, learning about organization and doing some troop training and all that stuff, then obviously he wouldn't have gotten to that position. You know, they're not just going to take some farmer from Kansas, which is where he grew up. They're not just going to take that guy who has no military experience. Obviously, he had a lot. So just don't think you still need more experience. You have enough. You have enough to help people. So don't let that be an excuse. Listen, my little hot, juicy sausage friend, you can go out there and you can change people's lives and make money. You can come up and invent something that will help people and solve their problems and make money. You can go and sell homes that will allow people to live their dream lives in a new home and have amazing memories. You can open up a restaurant or a healthy food place. You can create a supplement. You can do all of these things, but you gotta start. You gotta start. Okay, there's a lot of things that can stop you, but don't let it be self-rejection. Okay. I'm going to put you in a bun and put some mustard on you, you hot little sausage. And I want you to become my next seven-figure earner. Okay. If I can do it, you can do it. I went from poor, broke, struggling, introverted, socially anxious, binge drinking farm boy, right? My first job, I made $3.10 an hour in 1989, I think. I was 13 years old. Digging ditches. Couldn't get any worse than that. And I went on to help a lot of people because I said no excuses. And it's time for you to do the same. All right. So that's what I want you to do. Let me know if you agree. Are you that person who is never, ever going to quit? Darn right you are. That's a rhetorical question. So let me know. Let me know what the next step is, all right? Send me a direct message at Real Craig Ballantyne. Let me know when you're ready to get coaching, go to the next level and become a millionaire, which is going to be so amazing. And let me know what you think of the solo rants, all right? Send us an email at support@earlytorise.com or craig@godfather.com. I get them all. And let me know what you thought of today's show, okay? Head over to iTunes, give this fun show a five-star ranking and a little hot, juicy sausage comments. Would love that. Let me know if you are, man, I don't even know what kind of sausage. I was going to say like what kind of sausage you are, but I'm blanking on what kind there are. All right. Anyways, life is too short not to go out and become what you want, including a hot, juicy sausage. So listen, if you want the coaching to go to the next level, send me that direct message. Or if you want to apply to come to one of my workshops, go to perfectlifeworkshop.com. Can't wait to meet you, whether it's in Australia, whether it's in America, whether it's in North Africa. I will get around the world. And I can't wait to see you soon. All right. You are unstoppable, and I believe in you.